our final big takeaway, which is expectations. And one thing that jumped out to me was an answer, and we don't have it, we don't need to play it, because I'm just going to paraphrase it here. Joe Mazzulla was talking about the importance of being flexible in the mindset. And that's interesting to me because it's kind of like they had this recipe for success last year, and it was so overwhelming in the regular season and then so overwhelming for the most part in the playoffs. You look at it and go, you're bringing back pretty much the entire roster. Kristaps Porzingis is telling ESPN today that he expects to be back on the court in December. He's telling us at Media Day that he's already running and he's already having some contact. And so that seems to be going very well. So why wouldn't you just run it back the same way as last year? Obviously, these other teams, the Knicks, the Sixers, are trying to reassemble themselves in a way to try to challenge you in your quest to repeat a title. And maybe it's obvious, but I wonder if you're looking at it and Celtics basketball looks different on the court, especially offensively this year, if that's going to make people look a little sideways when really maybe they're just trying something different.
Are you talking about just in terms of what they do, like how they run their offense?
Yes.
I guess I think the expectation I have for them is just like, against like sort of hold serve. I guess my question earlier in the season with Porzingis being out, at least until you said until December, is it Horford going to be at the five? Is that sort of the idea that folks have right now?
Yeah, it'll definitely be Horford starting, and they'll have the five back-to-backs in that stretch, so they'll have to piece it together with Cornett, my boy Xavier Tillman, Miyesh Kato. Those guys will get a shot. And I mean, they've shown last year that they can be serviceable bigs. I mean, last year.
Oh, definitely in the regular season, especially.
Yeah, even in the postseason. I mean, looking back at the finals, like Xavier Tillman comes in, he hits that big shot in game three against Dallas. Like, that was huge. And all the guys have proven they can play. Like, they are one of the deeper teams in the league. Obviously, you have Lonnie Walker on an Exhibit 10 deal trying to make the training camp roster. Like, this team is extremely deep. So I think it is business as usual for them. And with Joe Mazzulla, I took that more as like a mental thing. Like how they handled things mentally last year. Like, they have to be able to adapt. Maybe it's not going to be the same. Like, I don't think I think he meant they can't be stuck in their ways. Like, this is how we did it last year. We have to do it that way. I don't think he wants them to do that. I think he wants them to try, again, embrace the uncomfortability of change and kind of put them in different situations, because that's how he likes to coach. That's how he likes to push his guys.
Yeah, yeah, and I think Stevens had that quote from today where he's like, you know, everything that you talked about last year and you bought in is going to be even harder to do this year now that you won it. So it's really, you know, I think it is going to be a test for them to see what can they do. Again, like that early part stretch of the season without Porzingis is going to be very interesting to me, especially because you want to probably keep Horford. You want to restrict his minutes as much as possible. I mean, he's going to have to play. But you do need him, as the finals in the Eastern Conference playoffs as a whole showed. They do need him down the stretch, so try to keep him as healthy as possible. So I'm really interested to see what they do. And I'm really interested to see if somebody like Lonnie Walker, who I think, I'm biased from his time at San Antonio, but he's a really good player, so I'm really interested to see if he can make the roster and like what he could do in any minutes, especially in the regular season when, you know, you got to get a little bit more of a rotation.
It's not like we haven't seen it without Kristaps. I mean, they were 21-4 without him in the regular season last year, 10-2 in the postseason, and that's just guys stepping up all around. And they'll have to get creative at times. Like, maybe we see more Tatum at the five, whatever it may be, but they're going to get like creative. Him. I would love to see that.
Yeah, just saying, again, when I'm saying, like, let's see something a little different, that's what I do think it opens up the what is the word? Like, necessity is...
Necessity is mother of all invention,
exactly. Yeah. And I think that we'll see a little bit of that this fall going into early winter, because look, even if Porzingis is back in December, it's not like they all of a sudden it's like, okay, he's back, he's out there every night. You know, he's not on a minutes restriction.
And sometimes it takes teams to kind of find themselves early in the year, which even the Celtics the last 2 years, like Joe Mazzulla's first year, new coach, you're trying to find that. And then last year, you're trying to integrate Kristaps and Drew, and obviously that works seamlessly. But I pulled this up the other day. The Celtics, in the months of October and November, under Joe Mazzulla, a 32-8. So they get off to fast starts. It's been a staple of his team. So if they can do that, that kind of already wipes out most of the time that Kristaps is out anyway. And like I just said, they've proven they can win without him.
Yeah, yeah. Given that, I will say, I think that that early part of the season is a time for caution, not just because of like Porzingis, but like the Bucks, I think, are still very dangerous with Dame Lillard and Giannis. The Sixers, I think, are going to be very good. I know a lot of people were not like impressed with the whole Paul George thing.
Yeah, I think we've done this before with Jimmy, and we've done.
I know, but like, I'm just like, they're going to be good. The Knicks are going to be good. So there's a chance if they don't take this, if they get off to a weird start, a slow start, that they may be looking like 4-3 spots down and have to like try to pull themselves up from that. So I'm excited to see how they can do it. Or you know, if they're just going to, like we said, if they're just going to still take over and run the East from the top. Who knows?
Just run the table. Those are our big takeaways from Media Day. Do you guys have anything else that really jumped out at you in our extremely scintillating availabilities?
No, I think they all seem to be on the same message of just like
that's I would echo that.
Yeah, they're
the messaging was consistent.
Yeah, they're as much sort of controversy has surrounded a team who's won a championship in a long time, and I guess that comes with the territory, is like little things are gonna get the microscope to them. They all seem like, look, what happened, the championship was great, now they want to do it again. And I think that's about as good of a thing as you could have heard from the Celtics today.
Yeah, I'm not really surprised by anything that was really said. The only kind of new things we learned was that Cornette got a wrist procedure and Xavier Tillman had a knee scope. But really, other than that, it was pretty much straightforward what you'd expect from a reigning champion. And you could say all the right things. It's a matter of actually doing it when you get back on the floor. And I think this team has proven that they can do that. Like last year, they didn't let things spiral. Like they would always kind of... Right, they wouldn't let losses pile up. They'd always kind of shut it down right there. So I think this team is in a position to succeed coming off a championship run, and I think that's in large part because of their head coach. I think he's the perfect guy to be leading them right now, just the way he focuses on the mental side of the game. And I think that's huge coming off a championship run. And a guy like Drew Holiday, too, who's been there before, and he didn't really elaborate on the challenges that – and he didn't elaborate on much today, but he didn't really elaborate on the challenges that reigning champs, you know, kind of go through. But between him and Al, just – Al's wisdom. I know this is his first time winning a championship, but and Brad Stevens said it. They lead the league in veteran leadership with Drew and Al, and I think that goes a long way.
Yeah. I think that's true. And Cornette, we did learn, has not paid off his mortgage.
No,
so
he
if
has
you
not.
Remember, he said if they won the in-season tournament, which now is the NBA Cup, is the rebranding this year.
New courts too. Did and you see those? New
no,
courts.
Stop.
It's
what do
green,
you mean?
Green court for the Celtics this year.
Is it the light-up court, the LED court?
No,
again?
No, they're not doing that. That's like, see, it's extremely dangerous. I think we talked about it during during the All-Star game. Like, that's terrifying.
Okay, I got to catch up on this.
Did y'all see the supposed alternate jerseys?
Horrible.
They were disgusting.
Yeah. I feel like the problem with, like, having an alternate jersey every year is that, like, you have to try to do something new. It's like with the Celtics, they're kind of like the Yankees or, you know, the Lakers. Like, you don't have to do anything to the Celtics uniform. It's already, like, iconic.
They
you know
should bring
I mean?
On the guy on Twitter. I forget his handle, but he makes a different jersey after every win. Like, these are more creative than some of the ones that we've seen. And hot take, one of the ones I really liked was the banner.
I was about to say.
I loved
those. You know why? Because it almost looked like a regular Celtics jersey.
That's true.
Like,
that's probably
but
why
it was,
I liked it.
It was such an obvious point of reference. This
people hated those.
Really?
I see so much negative feedback on those jerseys.
I liked the Bill Russell ones.
Those were okay.
But people hated those too.
Well, because they look kind of like Milwaukee colors.
Yeah, I guess. But I guess it's only really an issue when you played Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think it was just more like this is not in the traditional scope of the Celtics colors.
But so even if you try something different, it needs to be like unique or interesting. And I don't know if this is the final design that Nike's put out or if that's actually what's going to happen or not, but those are a little rough.
Long story short, Nike hates the Celtics and Jaylen Brown.
It's true. I think we can end it there. This has been Slammed. We're going to make a little bit bigger of an announcement, but we're going to be in your lives a lot more this season. Several more episodes a week. Last week, we were just getting our feet wet with one episode a week, but we're going to be hitting you with a lot more content because this team deserves it. They're paying for it. They're paying for their roster. Their New York Post calls it a ballooning roster. So we're going to be with you all through the preseason, the regular season, and what we're hoping is a very long postseason. This has been Slammed. Thanks, everybody.